Hello, I'm Lance, and welcome to Dozing Off. Dozing Off is a podcast where I'll read you to sleep. I narrate short stories and classic literature in this deep and relaxing tone to allow you to put your overactive mind at ease and doze off. Tonight, we have another sleep journey. Join me on the cobbled path on a journey through Eldamir. If you enjoy these short stories, be sure to leave Dozing Off a rating. With that said, I appreciate you so much for being a part of the community. And here we go. The Cobbled Pathway, a journey through Eldamir. The moon hung low over the town of Eldamir, its silvery light spilling over the sloping rooftops and winding cobblestone streets. The air was cool and carried the scent of fresh-baked bread from the baker's shop, mingling with the faint aroma of lavender from the gardens tucked behind wooden fences. It was a town frozen in time, where the echoes of horse hooves and the distant hum of a lute could be heard underneath the stars. As you step onto the cobblestone path, your boots make a gentle tapping sound against the stones, worn smooth by centuries of travelers who walked this same route before. The lanterns flicker warmly in their iron sconces, casting elongated shadows along the narrow alleyways. The first stop on your journey is the town square, where a grand stone fountain stands at its heart, its waters bubbling softly. A blacksmith's forge glows nearby, the rhythmic clang of hammer against metal strangely soothing as the craftsman shapes a new horseshoe with steady hands. Nearby, an old storyteller leans against a wooden post, his voice a low murmur as he weaves tales of knights, lost treasures, and ancient magic to a gathering of sleepy-eyed listeners. Beyond the square, a narrow street winds its way toward the hilltop, where the old bell tower stands watch over Eldamir. As you pass beneath an ivy-covered archway, the sounds of the town grow softer, the bustle of merchants and chatter of townsfolk fading into the background. The buildings here are older, their wooden beams darkened with age, their windows glowing like golden eyes in the night. An inviting scent drifts through the air, a blend of spiced cedar and roasted nuts. Following the aroma, you come upon a small tavern nestled between two ancient stone buildings. The sign above the door reads, "The Sleeping Stag." Its painted image of a resting deer swaying slightly in the night breeze. Pushing open the heavy wooden door, you step inside, greeted by the warmth of the fire and the gentle murmur of conversation. A kindly innkeeper offers you a seat by the hearth, and as you settle into the warm cushioned chair, a steaming cup of cider is placed in your hands. The warmth spreads through your fingers, and you take a slow sip. the spiced apples and honey coating your tongue in sweetness. The tavern's patrons speak in hushed tones, sharing quiet laughter and the occasional song strummed from a lone bard in the corner. After a time, you bid farewell to the cozy tavern and step back into the night. The gentle mist that had begun to settle over the town now clings to the streets, giving Eldermere an otherworldly glow. The road ahead leads towards the outskirts, where a stone bridge arches over a slow-moving river. The water below shimmers under the moonlight, carrying the reflections of the stars upon its surface. Pausing at the bridge's edge, you listen to the lull of the flowing water, the chirping of crickets blending with the rustling leaves of the towering oaks that line the riverbank. A deep sense of peace settles over you, the world seeming to soften as if time itself has slowed to a gentle hum. A whisper of movement catches your attention as a figure steps from the shadows, a cloaked traveler, their face hidden beneath a deep hood. You walk late, they say, their voice smooth as river stones. They pull a small, leather-bound book from their satchel and extend it toward you. This belongs to the library, but it was lost long ago. Would you return it? Curious, you take the book, its cover cool beneath your fingertips. The title is faded, the pages edged in gold, and when you open it, the ink seems to shimmer as though freshly written. The traveler bows slightly before disappearing into the mist, leaving you with the weight of an unknown story resting in your hands. With the book tucked safely under your arm, you continue your walk, following the winding path past candle-lit homes and shuttered windows. Soon, you reach Eldermere's library, a grand yet quiet building set against the town's outer wall. Its doors, made of carved oak, creak softly as you push them open. Inside, rows upon rows of ancient books line the towering shelves, the scent of parchment and ink filling the space like an old familiar song. A lone librarian, an elderly woman with kind eyes, looks up from her desk. She notices the book in your hands. "Where did you find this?" she whispers, taking it with reverence. "This is a volume of forgotten tales, lost to time. Many have searched for it." She places the book upon a velvet cloth and smiles at you, as though you have brought home something long missed. She offers you a small token of thanks, an iron key, its bow shaped like a crescent moon. "There's a hidden door in the bell tower," she says mysteriously. "Perhaps this will show you what lies beyond." Intrigued, you make your way back toward the bell tower, its silhouette dark against the night sky. The wooden door creaks as you step inside, the scent of aged stone and candle wax filling the air. A spiral staircase winds upward, and as you climb, The steady ticking of a great clock echoes through the chamber. At the top, moonlight spills through arched windows, illuminating a carved wooden door half hidden behind a tapestry. You press the key into the lock, and with a soft click, the door swings open to reveal a hidden chamber filled with starlit maps, celestial charts, and age scrolls. In the center of the room stands an ornate globe, its surface carved with unfamiliar lands and constellations that seem to shift under your gaze. A soft hum vibrates through the air, as if the room itself is alive with stories untold. You trace your fingers over the maps, the ink cool beneath your touch. Some show lands you recognize, while others depict places lost to time. Kingdoms that once stood, cities that vanished beneath the waves, and roads that no longer exist except in whispered legend. The tower bell tolls softly, its chime rolling through the night like a lullaby. As you take a final look at the hidden chamber, a sense of calm settles over you. The mysteries of Eldemir will wait for another night. Stepping back onto the cobbled streets, the town is quieter now, the lanterns casting only the faintest glow. The stars above shimmer gently, and as you walk back toward the inn, a deep, dreamlike tranquility takes hold. Tonight, Eldemir has shaped its secrets with you, and as you close your eyes, the town will continue to whisper its stories, waiting for your next adventure.